I need a father to guide me. My mother is no use. Everything I do is fine with her. I'm not a good man, and that makes me unhappy.
I don't understand, I said. What are you talking about?
Oh, it isn't important, he said. See, I'm happier now. Let's go for a walk. He stood up and smiled. I've bought a boat, he told me proudly, while we were walking.
In Yarmouth? I asked. It was a surprise. But you don't often come to Yarmouth.
Ham's keeping the boat for me, he said. There, I said. You are good. You've given the boat to Ham. I haven't given him the boat, Steerforth said. He's looking after it for me. I've called the boat the Little Emily. He looked more cheerful when I saw him after that. The time in Yarmouth was a very happy one for me, but it passed quickly. Our last night came, and I was walking back to Barkis's house. Ham stopped me outside.
Please, don't go in, he said. Emily is talking to a woman inside. The woman has asked for help.
A few minutes later, Peggotty opened the door.
You can come in now, she said.
The woman was sitting next to Emily. Her name was Martha Endels, and she was crying.
I've done something terrible, she said. My mother and father don't want me. The people in Yarmouth hate me. I'm going to leave and go to London. London will be better than Yarmouth.
What will you do in London? Emily asked.
She had her arms around the woman.
I'll find work, Martha told her. But I need money. I have nothing.
Here's money, Emily said. You can go to London.
Thank you, Martha said. You're very kind. I'll always remember you.
She left the house. Emily closed the door behind her. Her face was sad, and she began to cry too.
I'm like Martha, she said. I'm bad too.
You? Ham said. You're not bad. You're beautiful and good.
No, I'm not, Emily said. I'm so unhappy. Please help me, Ham. I want to be good.
Ham put his arms round her, and soon she was quiet. She was talking like Steerforth. I did not understand Emily and Steerforth then, but I understood later.